You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello, you're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. I'm Corey, aka Bayou Benders, alongside Mason Dixon, and this is Habs Nightly, your hub for Habs content. To another episode, folks, of Habs Nightly. We're excited to have you guys here, and once again it is delayed because we wanted to watch game four to give you guys I guess something to talk about, because there's really nothing to talk about with the Habs. But Mason is recording on his bed. He suffered from 100 degree weather, it seems like, for the first time in his life. I understand that's a little crazy for Canada, but Mason, how are you? Hopefully not dehydrated.
I am fucking tired, man. And yes, for those of you living in Southern Ontario, Wednesday in Toronto, I'm sure it was bad everywhere.
Toronto.
It was like 38 degrees. Listen, if you say Toronto, you're not Canadian.
Toronto.
But yeah, it felt like 45 with the humidity index, and it was a scorcher. That was just absolutely brutal. I was a little better today, but yeah, I'm a little tired. Decided, you know what, I'm gonna take it easy. I don't know if I sound far away, but yeah, Corey's right. I am cozy, snuggled up in my bed right now, and I feel absolutely zero shame about it, buddy.
No, I don't think you sound bad at all. Yeah, man, that fucking high heat bullshit can really get the fucking best of you. Same thing for us. It's been hot as fuck. I worked in basically a fucking tin shack yesterday the entire day. Hopefully I lost weight, because I don't see the advantage of working through that and not helping me out, because that was bullshit. But yeah, I had to open up a parts cabinet and then organize it. So I sat and touched clamps of various sizes and reorganized them, because some asshole fucking threw them all into the same bin. So I had 13.3s, 14.5s, 16s, 15.7s, 17s, 18.5s. all mixed together, and I had the joy of organizing by hand about 2,000-3,000 of them into buckets.
That sounds fucking tremendous.
It was hot. There's no fans. I did have cold water, and I drank about all the cold water that we had there. So don't care about that, because, I mean, if you don't give me a fan, I'm going to drink your entire supply of water. I mean, I don't see no shame. What are you going to do? You do.
You're the reason that lake in Cal, what is it, Lake Tahoe, is like 30 feet
shallow. Dude, it was bad.
Honestly, whenever I wake up at like 3 a.m, mm-hmm, I feel like I could drink Lake Tahoe.
Heard that, dude.
You ever get that?
Oh yeah, my God. No, dude. Like every so I wake up at about 4 a.m. every day, but I don't have to be to work till 8. But I wake up and then I'm like,
fuck,
it's internal, it's like my internal clock for some reason. So I'll wake up, I drink like 2 bottles of water, and granted, I drink well over what you're supposed to in a day. So like, I just wake up, drink the fuck out of some water, go to the bathroom, lay down, my first alarm goes off at 5:30, I turn it off so I can go back to sleep until 6:30, then I get up, get ready, and then go to work. But so, you know, I'm working in this fucking shack yesterday, and I was trying to be, you know, pessimistic. I was trying to be, you know, optimistic about it. Jesus, I just fucked that up. I was trying to be optimistic about it. I was like, you know what, dude, I could be out working, you know, like moving around. At least like I pulled all of that shit together, like all of the clamps and everything else I had to put up, like a parts order and shit. I at least got to do that sitting down. So, like, yeah, it sucks. I'm, like, sweating through my clothes sitting, you know, in this fucking pizza oven. But my boss didn't bother me at all. And I watched the last episode of Obi-Wan. Won't talk about it because I'm sure there's a lot of people who haven't seen it yet. Probably you too. Fantastic. One of the best cinematic Star Wars, you know, pieces of film or television ever made. It was fantastic. It's better than some full films. What's up? What was that?
Are you talking about the whole series or the episode?
No, the episode. The show's really good.
Okay, so it saves the series. The show's
No. So episode one's a little tough. Episode two, it's halfway tough. 3 to 6, fantastic. The end of it didn't save the series.
Three was a little tough.
Three, yeah. Like, but I felt like it was at least moving in the right direction. 4 had the action in it. 5 had great action in it. 6 was fantastic.
I think if Ewan McGregor wasn't absolutely amazing at playing the character, like, it would be horrible. I haven't seen the finale yet, but I just hate the way they've made Obi-Wan a coward.
Oh my god,
he's a fucking pussy, man. He is.
What do you want him to do though? I left the war. I'm not traumatized by anything. The child that I raised turned evil, killed everything I've ever known in this world. I'm a badass. No, this dude's got PTSD. Leave him the fuck alone. I hate.
But he's watching. Like, why is he? He's watching Luke. Like, he's dedicating the rest of his life to sit there in this fucking desert and watch Luke. And meanwhile, he's like, yeah, it's actually hopeless. Like, there's no point. Then why the fuck are you there? Like, that's my issue.
Think about it, dude. He's in seclusion. He can't, you know, as far as you know, he's never been able to talk to his master.
But he could be in seclusion somewhere nicer.
Dude, you're tripping. He had to be right up that kid's ass. You'll figure it out. I think you're being a little too hard on a great character, honestly. I think you need to sit down, buddy.
I'm not shitting on the character. I'm shitting on the fucking writers. Whoever thought it would be a good idea to just write Princess Leia in there is a fucking idiot.
Okay. Look, I think you're tripping. I think you're being real too tough because I'll sit here and argue with you that I don't give a fuck if they give me shit on a platter and it just has a Star Wars logo on it. I'm going to eat that shit up, because for every shitty thing they give us something golden. So if you think this entire series is shitty, episode 5, 6, fantastic. Episode 6 is better than, like, complete Star Wars films.
Oh, there's some shitter Star Wars films, but we're getting off base here.
Are we really?
We are.
You want to know what the Habs news is for today? We ain't got any.
No, we never do.
We ain't got any.
But, well, we can talk about the Avs. We haven't spoken about the last couple games.
Yeah, let's do it, because that's all we have to talk about.
Well, as you know, Corey, and as the listeners may know, I have been watching the Avs games at my buddy Rye's house. And for those of you who don't know, I recently started a new job where I wake up at 3:50 to 4 a.m. every morning.
These people definitely know who On-Site Mason is. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah. And I'm working as a tree worker for this in the city of Toronto or wherever they choose to send me. So I've been a little tired lately, and I have a horrible confession. And Corey's heard the first half of this story, but he hasn't heard the latter half. So here, I've got to say it. Game four, Colorado won in overtime. About 5 minutes into OT, I'll be honest, man. You know when you're sitting on the couch and you're fighting it?
Like, is this game three or game four?
Literally, this is game four, the most recent game.
Oh, my God.
You know when you're, like, you're fighting it and, like, you literally you can't keep your eyes open. You keep kind of you're like, it's like you're asleep for 30 seconds. You wake up, you're like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And you're like, fight. I've seen my father fight this battle many times on the couch. It is the ultimate dad just fail. And I was just like, I can't stay awake. I did something I'm not proud of. I got up and left before Nazem Kadri. I was like, look, I can't do this, man. Like, I gotta go home. And Rye was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's fucking overtime in the Stanley Cup final. I'm like, dude, I don't know if they're gonna score in 10 seconds or 10 hours. I'm fucking going home. So as I'm going home, I get the call. Oh my God, they scored, blah, blah, blah. That's not even the worst part of the story. So I was falling asleep on the couch for game four. I was there for game three. And I full on, like 10 minutes, probably not even, like 5 minutes into the second period. By the way, it's bullshit that all these games start at 8. Give me a break. I fucking fall asleep on this guy's couch, right? And Corey knows this part. And here's to top it all off. It's bad enough I fall asleep game three of the Stanley Cup final on the couch. I've been watching these games, not just with Rye, but with his entire fucking family, his fucking dad, his two little sisters, his mom. I'm out. Like, I was same thing. I was fighting the battle, like slowly leaning, fighting the whole time. And I woke up, I started drifting off like 15 minutes in. And like, there was one moment where I blinked and I looked at the clock and it was like 5 minutes later. And yeah, then I was out like a light and I woke up and we were like, I was out, it was like 10 minutes into the third and I was like, oh shit, I better go. And I guess his fucking mom was pissing himself laughing at me. But I felt like my old man. I cannot stay awake for these games anymore. It's ridiculous.
Dude, that's so fucking funny. I've done that a couple of times. And normally, like, the worst part of it is, like, you feel the room get quiet and you know they're all like, look at this guy. Look at this guy.
And yeah.
You're just comatose. Yeah. You can't do anything. Like, they're like, look at this guy. And you're just nodding off and you're like eyes are opening and closing like 300 times. And they're like, look at this fucking guy. And you can't do anything about it, but fall asleep for 5 minutes and then wake up. And then everyone else is no longer paying attention to you because they've already made fun of you long enough. And they're back interested in what you're doing. And you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm going to try to ease myself back in. Like, I've been awake this entire time. And no one's falling for it. You're like, damn, did you look at this? And they're like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I just saw it.
But it makes it so much more obvious because you kind of sit up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And so now let me readjust myself. That should keep me from falling out again.
If there was any doubt that you were asleep, that it is now all gone.
I hope you did this and full of like this fucking family of five, and you've got like a really weird like breathing pattern when you sleep.
I do.
If I was the mom, how do you not put this on TikTok? Like, that's just the culture now, right? It's just to shit on someone in their, like, you know, most, you know, vulnerable moments. Dude, you'd end up on TikTok at my house and be like, look at this fucking guy. Look at this kid. Game's over. Nazem, I know you didn't for this one, but like, Nazem Kadri scores an OT. Dude's out like a fucking light. Celebrating all around him. This dude's looks like a 1999 marijuana ad on the fucking, you know, US television with the fucking, you know,
well, I wasn't
like person. I know you weren't fucked up.
You know how, you know those like big ass couches that like for like family rooms where it's like the L?
Yeah.
So I was on the, I was actually, this makes it so much worse. I was in the corner on the short side of the L. So I wasn't just like sitting there, like nodding off. Bro, I was fully legs up on the arm of the couch. Mm-hmm. Fucking sprawled out. Oh man, it's I was
cutting some logs.
Oh, I was out like a light.
Brutal. Dude. I've done that. I don't like it. There's some really nice people. Dude, I've done that at my friend's house and I've woken up to like straws in my beard and like motherfucking pepper in my hair. Like, dude, with the grandparents and the family watching, like they don't give two fucks. I'm like, I'm about to shed like 300 straws on your couch along with all the pepper. You know, like,
but it was worth it.
Not for me. I woke up. I was like, oh, I got to get out of here. You know, like, oh, Jesus. but look, dude, let's talk about the game a little bit. So obviously game three was rough. All right. Game three was a lot of emotions for me and we don't have to stay on this one that long. Cause I mean, we don't want to talk about Tampa, but buddy, they win game three and my heart immediately sinks. It feels now, I mean, now it doesn't fucking matter, right? But at that moment, I was like, they're down. They're still down a game, but they've tied this series up.
Well, and Vassy's just a god at home, right?
Absolutely. But honestly, like in my brain, I was like, this ties the series up. Now it's game four, do or die. If the fucking Tampa Bay Lightning secure game four, that's it. Honestly, I saw it as that's it. I don't see them, excuse me, letting off the gas any further. And sure enough, we get the game four. Great game. I felt like Tampa was playing really good defensively for the most of it. The last period, I felt like they were kind of lackadaisical a little bit. They did have some pretty good chances. I'm not going to lie. It does scare the fuck out of me. When they're entering the zone off of a great, like, you know, like strip puck or something, because dude, like I'm still down with Magnet Gate. I know I talked about it last year in the finals, but Magnet Gate is still real. These guys have an ability to fucking, you know, impede all passes. And they catch you slipping quite often. Well, they're coming into the zone at the bottom of your fucking screen. And here it comes, they're forming the triangle again. And I'm like, oh my God. There's nothing you can do about it. It's going to get passed to the guy in the back and he's going to take it for a one-timer. And, you know, here comes another fucking goal. Darcy Kuemper, fantastic last game. I don't know. I'm just too excited about it still. Cause I'm like, come on, dude, just like one more fucking game. I'm just as excited as it was last year that we made it. But obviously everybody is being a bit critical of the final goal. It was a dirty fucking goal, but you know, I don't have to explain what it is. We all know that the big thing is, you know, fucking too many men on the ice. But it can go both ways. Mason, honestly, let's get your opinion on it. I can tell mine, but I'll just walk myself into a circle for about 45 minutes. And so let's get like a more coherent, guy laying on the bed response
to the game.
No, to the final goal and all the controversy around it.
I don't know. I think it's stupid.
Jesus. Thanks.
No. Okay. So, well, okay. First and foremost, if you need a still frame, I know there are people that probably saw it live, but if you need a still frame to prove something, I think it's at the end of the day, like unless it's someone in an act of violence,
Like, who cares? Like, if you need to prove it from a still frame, then get over it. It's not a penalty. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, part of the tradition of this game, and I think part of what makes sports sports, is the human side of it. That's why I'm so against robo-umps in the MLB as well. You know, we talk about respecting the tradition of the game, all these great principles and stuff. This game has been played for over 150 years, right? And throughout that entire time, it has been officiated by people. So if a person can't physically detect it, unless it's, like I said, some act of violence or something, if you need to, if you look at a replay and on the replay, you have to slow it down, get a still frame.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with offside. Even if it is technically offside, it's not offside because you know what? A person wouldn't have caught that, regardless of if they had the right angle. So saying that, I don't think it's too many men. The other point, he was getting onto the bench, so he wasn't impactful in the play. That is that penalty, you know, kind of the way it goes, it's a discretionary call. And finally, my final point to any fans bitching and moaning, on your fucking freeze frame that you guys have all screenshotted and spread around Twitter, yeah, you can see six Avalanche players. You can also see seven fucking Tampa players on the ice, you fucking morons. Okay, like, they're screaming about the Avs having six players on the ice. That's too many men, blah, blah, blah. You have seven guys on the ice. And no, not all of them are involved in the play, but they're not getting on the bench. Like, they're these guys, that play had to gone on for five more seconds, they would have had a too many men on the ice penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the refs probably did what any reasonable person would do and said, well, they've both got too many men on the ice, so whatever. Like, I don't know. It is what it is. I don't think it affected the goal in the slightest, and that's kind of the nature of the rule. So
I've seen the I've seen the picture. I didn't see it last night. I didn't give a fuck. The game ended. I turned the motherfucker off because it went into overtime. I was ready to go to fucking bed. Didn't give a fuck. So I wake up in the morning, you know, I hear it's a controversial call. I see the fucking pictures. You know, I've seen two pictures, one where it's 6-6, one where it's 6-7. There's a video that came out like fucking right before I got off of work. That one's a little bit more blatant. As far as like how long it took Nathan MacKinnon to get off, and you can see the play behind him. Obviously I don't give a fuck because the Avalanche won it. I'm sure I'd be raising hell if it was the other way around. In fact, I know I would. But it just so happens to be in my position right now. I'm trying to take it, I'm not trying to pick sides, but I just hate Tampa so much. But if I could, then there's the evidence where the NHL's, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here. It's not the Players Association, but whoever the fuck, you know, put the statement out about what the referee said. And it was, you can't review the play like that. If all four of the officials didn't see it or didn't deem it, a penalty. So there you have it. And then, I mean, Tampa Bay's upset about this. I understand this is their hopes and dreams, you know, on the line because now they're playing under. But I mean, dude, it's a bit tit for tat for me. Okay, there's been numerous, not just this playoffs for them, but the previous, like, Tampa Bay has been running, you know, been walking a very thin line of, you know, like on the good side of the referee's calls, you know. I mean, even fucking spitting chicklets is like, yeah, they make sure they, you know, they know the refs by name and call them by name and they're sweet to them. Like, I'm sure everybody fucking does that, but I'm just saying, like, there's been blatant calls in the last two Stanley Cup finals against them that should have happened, didn't happen. I'm sure there's a bunch during the you know, not regular season, but just the playoffs in general, where shit could have got called, it didn't get called. Honestly, it's a fucking wash. You got two win. You got two Stanley Cups. If you can't win the game before overtime, it doesn't matter if it's something like this. Honestly, you have the talent, you have the prowess to fucking run the goals up. If you couldn't run the goals up and you let you know overtime finish it for you, hey man, you flipped the coin. It wasn't on your side. Sorry.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think there's much of a conversation to be had. Like, it is what it is. Move on. Even John Cooper said, move on, get over it.
Yeah. And good on John Cooper. I say I hate this fucking team. There are a few guys on this team, including John Cooper, that I do like. I think his story is remarkable and shit like that. But I just don't like his fucking team. So, here it is. Well, look, dude, we got an ad read, honestly. We're getting close to running out of content. But before we get up out of here, we do have something to say. And it's a nice paycheck for us from our fans and friends at DraftKings. Hockey fans, the pursuit of the Stanley Cup is on, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer for the most exciting playoffs in sports. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's win or lose. If you're looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during playoffs with drafting same-game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more. It's your shot at an even bigger payout. Y'all remember, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Please download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now if you haven't already. Use promo code THPN, bet $5 on any NHL team to win, and get $100 in free bets. That's no matter what. That's code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details. Before we kind of wrap up on the Avs, I know people are excited about it, but honestly, I think it's worth mentioning the young guys for the Avalanche have been playing pretty fucking lights out. I mean, Cale Makar wins a Norris. We kind of just know his tenure at this point. Calder winner, Norris winner at this point. But that new hook kid and that Bowen Byron have been playing pretty fucking lights out as of late. And I think it's great to see, because there's a lot of stars on this team. There's a lot of big guys on this team. And it's really awesome to see that this team is not just winning because Nathan McKinnon's getting a fucking hat trick, or, you know, just that first line that was all they really had for the past couple of years was just executing. It's just been amazing to see that this entire team has been getting it done. I mean, I know it bounced off of his arm or leg, but, like, you know, someone like Cogliano and Helm, you know, like, depth guys are getting it done as well. But, you know, to see that the young guys actually, you know, stand out as well has been an absolute treat to watch. And both teams are both titans in this league, in this, you know, generation of hockey right now. And it's been one of the best Stanley Cup final I've seen in a hot minute. And I'm just so happy that it's 3-1 for the Avalanche. I'd obviously love to see them win. I don't want to see them win the next game. I know that that's probably bad karma and I'm fucking the team over now, but I just don't want this series to end yet. I'm just having too much fun. It's been great watching them. Nathan McKinnon, you know, people were saying he was kind of slowing up for a little bit. Hasn't been really noticeable. I believe he got the first goal last night. Nazem Kadri, honestly, halfway through that game, I'm scared shitless, because I'm like, oh my God, they brought him back. Maybe he's not healthy enough. We're seeing it on ice. Maybe they play with the lines again to bring him back in. It's not the same. He fucking ends up winning it for him. I'm still screaming Nazem Kadri for the fucking the Conn Smythe. I don't know, Mason. I've just been really, really thankful to be alive during these past four games. Like, this has been great, great hockey. And this is great for the league. Unfortunately, it's on ESPN. You know, by all means, that is cool, though, because for the U.S., for the first time, it's completely on regular television and it's not blacked out to a lot of people that can't, you know, afford elitist fucking, you know, channels or shit like that. But I do wish the TNT group was the ones doing this, but ESPN's been doing okay.
No, I agree. It has been a good series, unfortunately. Not so as entertaining, so entertaining as to like the point where I won't fall asleep halfway through the games, but no, they've been pretty good. I think this has been a good series. I think Tampa has another win in them. I still think this series could go to seven. I'll never root against Tampa, but I can't say I'm disappointed with the outcome so far.
Oh yeah. Well, look, bud, I know we're kind of reaching the end. I could keep her going, but I know that you're laying on your bed and I don't need the viewers. Well, I'm sorry, the listeners, we're not doing live streams yet, but I don't need the listeners to hear me trying to talk to someone that's going to inevitably fall asleep like he did at Ryland's family's house. So Mason, let's get some final thoughts from you. Do you think it's going to, you know, is it closing out at home in Denver? Is it going to six? Is it going to seven? And if you have any final comments before we get out of here, that would – now's your time, I guess. Jesus, I could have wrote something 10 times better.
Fuck me. I don't know, to be honest. I think
– what do you want? It's not about – don't
I think
of it
Tampa,
analytically.
I think Tampa will win another game. The Avs look hard to beat, though. So, you know, I'm still rooting for the Avs, and I'll leave it at that. I'm still rooting for the Avs. I still got faith. I just, Tampa still, I think if you say right now, you can definitively say that Tampa is outbeat and they're not going to win, then you're an idiot. Like, but things are looking good for the lucky fan club.
Yeah, lucky going lift. Hashtag. Well, man, you got anything else? If not, we'll walk her on out of here.
I have one thing to say.
Okay.
I have historically been a hater of Toronto. And after working there, you know, one of my big hatreds of the city is the fact that you can't fucking get anywhere because that traffic is just the worst. It's the biggest hell on earth. And you know what? I've had that opinion for a while, and after working there for this whole week and having to drive from site to site, I can honestly say, Corey, I didn't give them enough hate.
Jesus.
Those fucking morons, those Torontonians, those idiots.
Torontonians.
They can't fucking drive at all. But my one saving grace, and that's what I realized, when you're in a 550, for those of you who don't know, it's not a tractor trailer, but it's like a bigger truck. You just fucking go. Because if you run into one of those fuckers, they're bouncing off you. It's the greatest. I'm loving it because driving around, we've got our commuter van. It's the worst. Like I said, dumbest drivers in the world. Worst city to drive in. I've been in New York City. It's worse than Toronto. It's a cesspool of traffic and just morons who don't know how to indicate or don't know the rule. Like, it's just horrible. But it being in one of those 550s is a saving grace, because if you've ever driven, you just do whatever the fuck you want. Because if they run into you, they're bouncing off you. So they move out of the goddamn way. And I have definitely appreciated that. But no, other than my continued hatred for the city of Toronto and everything it stands for, I have nothing else to add.
Okay. Well, they do say that if you've driven in New Orleans and you can drive in New Orleans, you can drive anywhere in the world. It's not because we're the worst drivers in the world. We have the worst roads in the world on top of drunken and bad drivers. Because you got a mix of people from out of town and New Orleans people that are just like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll go around you, or I'll go through you. So I haven't experienced Toronto yet. Can't wait to do it though. Before we get up out of here, we want to thank everyone who retweeted or liked or helped in donations with Taylor Macklin. It's been a tremendous help, you guys. It means the world to us and, you know, their family. But be remiss if we didn't say that. I don't have anything else to say. The 550 thing is hilarious. I love that, the bouncing off thing. You're like, fuck it, I'll go through them. I'm on the opposite because I do drive a tractor trailer. And if they hit me or I hit them, I'm ending someone's, you know, functions. And that scares the fuck out of me. But anyway, folks, thank you all so much for listening. This has been Habs Nightly. We hope you guys have a great weekend. We can't wait to talk to you guys again. And hopefully the next time we talk, we have a Stanley Cup champion that has maroon, blue, and gray in their fucking color scheme. Thank y'all so much. We'll talk to y'all next time.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.